Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm so glad to be with you this afternoon. I thank God for being here. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be once again to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. And I'm just excited because I realize, praise God, this is, praise God, an opportunity, praise God, that many do not have. But I thank God for allowing me, praise God, to be able to speak on his behalf. Praise the Lord. And I pray, praise God, all is well with you and yours. And Father, if there's any other sound of my voice as I begin, praise God, to bring forth the word today, Lord, I'm asking God, if any is under the sound of my voice that do not know you as their Savior, Father God, allow them to repent, believe, and receive salvation this night. That they may be, praise God, among the millions that will be able to stand before you, praise God, and be able to bow to a true and a living God. But today, praise God, I want to talk to you definitely, praise God, about a question. And it's such a profound question that many do not ask, or maybe they don't because they have forgotten it or think it do not exist. But let me ask the question this afternoon. Is your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Praise the Lord. But you know, praise God, the Bible asks that question. He says, those that are written down in the book of life, those names are put there, praise God, and they are written, praise God. You know, I look at it, praise the Lord, as if you're going to an invitation to a gathering and you have to have a ticket to get into the door. And that door that you get into, you must show, praise God, your tickets or your name must be on that list. And today I want to ask that question again. Is your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. But today, praise God, I want to talk to you. Does the Bible say that our name can be blotted out of the Book of Life? This is one of the hottest subjects in today, praise God. Should be one of the hottest subjects, praise God, of today. First, we need to know the awesome truth about this book. And this is absolutely the one solitary record, every soul that belongs to the Lord. Your name is in this book, and it places you in the royal family. You become a citizen of heaven when your name is recorded. You know the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost knows every name in this book. You are never alone, and you are never without protection and loving care. This book secures you in his care. The Bible does tell us that those whose names who are written in the book, there is a truth to this, I believe, about this question. I believe this is one of the breathtaking tasks of the Holy Ghost. Malachi spoke of a book of remembrance that was written before the Lord or in his presence. The Holy Ghost is the revelator of all truth, so he is enjoined in this task with the Lord. Understand me. And then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened. This is what it says. And heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and they thought upon his name, in Malachi 3:16. The different opinion may be given that's okay. It is certainly a task of divine importance, and I see it as part of our triune. You know, it's like the threesome, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, God's great action. This book is never spoken of in plural. It is a single book. It's not books. And it's so important, praise God. Many have books. Many have authors of books. I'm an author of books. There are many authors out there of books. But the most important book is the book of the Lamb, the book of life. You may be the author of many books, but are you, or is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because this is a single book. And if as many as 1 billion souls from all times back to the generation of the Garden of Eden were written, and this book is a book, praise God, that no one handles this book. 1,000 names on each page would require 1 million pages. Amen. 10 million names in this book of life would require 10,000 pages. There have been billions of people since Adam, with today's population now over 7 billion. Remember that Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereof, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that will find it." In Matthew 7:13-14, without a doubt, this is a heavenly book. And you must understand, praise God, the broad way is not the way to get to heaven or get your name put in this book. You must go enter in at the gate, the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And said, praise God, the crowd leads to destruction, but the narrow way leads to the kingdom. And you must understand, praise God, without a doubt, this is a heavenly book. The magnificence of this book is that the city of Jerusalem is prepared for every man written in this book. Those that live in the city and those that live in the nations outside the city all have their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all day. For there shall be no night there, and there shall be, and bring glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise, bring into in to it anything that defiles, neither whosoever worketh abomination or make a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Revelation 21:24-27. The save of the many multitudes living in these cities, we talk about the heavenly cities now, will be welcome to visit those that live in Jerusalem. And the highest reward is to be a part of the bride of Christ and occupy a mansion in that city. And now you understand, praise God, it says that absolutely your name can be blotted out of this divine book of saints. For someone to think that they can live in this holy city, actually a sanctuary of the Lord, and practice sin on the way therein is unthinkable. In fact, the first scripture we shall review shows us that the Lord himself will remove names out of the book because of disobedience. The letter to Christ in Revelation 2:3 to the entire church dispersed is a dispensation states that facts clearly. We live in a compromising generation that tolerates anything which the Lord condemns. And the Lord stated to the church at Sardis, he said, "Overcome. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hear has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto who? Unto the church." Revelation 3:5-6, the Lord stated, "If I may repeat, I will not blot out his name." The Lord Jesus Christ does not make empty threats. Amen. But let us simply share these three traditional scriptures to warn you of his truth. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. So we have to be careful, praise God, how we handle the word of God. We cannot take and replace what we want to replace it with. It is a prophecy. It is a holy book. And we must use it just the way he had it, designed it. And God said he shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book, Revelation 22 and 19. The Bible translators have considered themselves worthy of picking and choosing verses to change or eliminate are facing severe judgment. If God is calling hell, hell, hell it is. You don't take it out, eliminate it, try to make it be what you want it to be. And praise God, this is why I have a problem with this thing they call rapture. It is not biblical. It is not biblical, people. We talk about it, God rapture. It's not in the word of God. It's not there. It's never been there. It's something man put there, and we want to use it as if it's God said it. No, he did not. The Lord said, I will come back for those. He's coming back for those. He's coming back as a thief in the night. He's coming back for the dead in Christ. I have not found the rapture. And if I'm wrong, then God forgive me, and I will apologize. But I have never seen the word rapture. But we stick things in there, we grab hold to it. It's not godly. Adding to the word of God. Moses recorded his conversation with God and was told a similar truth. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, his people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. And yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me out, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Exodus 33, 32, 31, and 33. Where the Lord was saying every man was stand accountable for his own sin. That there was a father talking when he said, I will blot out of my book. David said, a similar truth. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness, and let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. Psalms 69, 27, and 28. Our name, praise the Lord, is in your name. You are a child of God. Our name is in this eternal book. It is identified for all of God's saints. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost knows every name in the book, and the devil and every demon knows that our names are recorded in the Lamb books of life. I believe a Christian would know that the witness in their spirit that they, praise God, when they meet a saint recorded by the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, there is a royal family with divine blood in our veins, and the Holy Spirit abides in our life and is not covered by the blood. Your life is covered by the blood, people. When you know who Jesus Christ is, you must understand, praise God, we are going about, hallelujah, thinking about and doing this and doing that, but you need to ask yourself a question. Is my name written down in the Lamb book of life? Is my life pleasing to God? Am I doing what I do because of God, not for the love of man, for man accolades and to say, oh, you this and you that, you can do this, you can do that, but you must understand, only what God says, only what you do for Christ is going to last. You just praise God, you got to understand, this is a spiritual warfare, and the Lord is saying to you tonight, just be sure that your name is written in the Lamb book of life, because if the name is not in the Lamb book of life, you will not be invited to the wedding. Hallelujah. You must understand, praise God, that God is a God, praise God, that he understands, praise the Lord, that he is calling for a holy nation, a holy people. And he is saying that iniquity separates us from our God. But he's saying to us today, the devil knows and demon knows. that your name is recorded in the Lamb Book of Life. And I believe as a Christian, we will know the witness in our spirit that when we meet another saint of God, that is recorded in the book of God, in the Book of Life by the Holy Ghost. This is a royal family with divine blood. Oh, my God, in our veins. That lets you know, praise God, that your blood is, this blood is not like any other blood, but it is a blood, praise God, that can save, sanctify, and deliver. It can cover. It can protect. It is the blood of Jesus. This is why the devil can't stand the blood, because the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, praise God, it is a dangerous thing to Satan. He do not love the blood. He do not like the blood, because the blood is an enemy to him. This is why the word of God is saying to us tonight, you be sure, praise God, that your name is written. The thing that you do, do it unto God, not unto man. Don't, praise God, try to get man to like you because you want him to say good things about you. But you obey God. If God says do it, you do it. If God says say it, you say it. Praise the Lord. Because in all of you doing, all of your doing, only it means if your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, you can do all you do upon this earth. But if it's not pleasing to God, then your work is in vain. Hallelujah. But you must understand, if you walk away from the Lord and refuse, praise God, the wooing of the Holy Ghost to repent, this is what the Lord of God is saying to us. Man must always pray. Man must repent daily. Praise the Lord, because we want to stand, praise God. Praise God in our garments, praise God, before the Lord. And he will not say to us, depart from me, for I knew you not, for your work was of iniquity. Hallelujah. We today, praise God, religion, praise God. Religion has taken over sanctification. People are more religious today than they are sanctified. Everybody is religious. Everybody is saved. Nobody needs Jesus because everybody is saved. They're serving him with their lips, but their hearts are far from God. They're giving him lip service, but your heart is far from God. You got to get to know who he is. You must get to know who he is. Praise the Lord. He, praise God. Is there forgiveness? Absolutely. The prodigal son testified that the father will welcome you home. Praise the Lord. But he has a royal garment awaiting your return, you backslider. Praise God. You lukewarm saints. Praise the Lord. He said, praise God. He wants you to repent. Repent, praise God, and repent and do your first works all over again. Because he don't like lukewarm saints. He said, if you are lukewarm saint, he will spew you out of his mouth. But what we are saying tonight is that you make sure and very sure that your name, your name, your name, your name, your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. Yeah, God, everything is going down. But the word of God, he said he's going to deal with them that want to eliminate his word, that want to make it sound sweet, that want to smooth it over. Praise the Lord. I believe the word said you must preach it in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. See, the word is a corrector. The word, praise God, it comes to rebuke. It comes, praise God, to correct. Hallelujah. Praise God, it comes to root up and pull up. Praise the Lord. But the only way, hallelujah, that this word can go out and be effective, you must preach it and teach it what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Not what you want it to say, but what the word says. Hallelujah. The Bible is saying, praise God. Praise God. He says, yes, if you walk from the Lord, away from the Lord, and refuse the wooing of the Holy Ghost and do not repent, at God appointed moment, your name will be blotted out. Blotted out. Out the Book of Life. If there's any forgiveness, absolutely yes. Any forgiveness, it is available. We must understand, praise God, God's word shall stand. Everything is going down except the word of God. We as saints of God need to stop trying to impress people and impress God. Hey, God. Yeah, God. Because understand this, my friend. Every one of us will stand at the judgment. What's the most important thing for you to hear is good, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, but hither, come, I will move you higher. It's better for him to say that than to say, depart from me, for I do not know you. Who are you? Who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you even here in the feast? Cast them out into outer darkness. Remember this. If you are a true born believer of God, your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But remember this. We can also have our name blotted out the Book of Life. But Father, allow my name. Hey, God. Continue to be in the pages of the Book of Life. Ask yourself this question, my friend. Have your name been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? That is your ticket to eternity. You have a royal garment awaiting your return. Better still, it is to abide in the truth and walk in obedience. If you will stay on fire with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you will be too hot for the devil to handle. My friend, we must examine our motives for what we do. I'm not concerned about what man think about me. I am definitely concerned of what the Holy Ghost, the Lord, say, and he is concerned and what he thinks about me. I do not fear man who can destroy the body, but I do, and I am fearful of the one that can destroy the body and the soul. Know this, my friend, as I close this message. Be very sure your name is written down in the Book of Life. That's one of the most important books in the world that anyone would need to be connected to. Remember this. He's coming. He's coming back. He's coming back for those that are here. And be careful. Know the motives for what you do. Know your motives. Do all you do unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will receive your heavenly reward. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I pray, praise God, that you are blessed, praise God, from those words, because the Lord is saying to you, many people, praise God, very seldom even mention the Book of Life. They go about, they're going to heaven anyway. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. We have to examine ourselves. We must be examined. That's why the Lord said, let every man examine himself. And tonight I ask to do yourself a kind gesture. Examine yourself. Repent. Ha, ya, ya, ya. Father, I repent this night. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me of every sin, every iniquity, shortcoming. I have sinned it against you. Forgive me. Let not my name be blotted out, the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, help me to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Help me, Lord, to go forth with songs and hymns and speaking the word and rejoicing of the goodness of the Lord. Help me, Father God, when the enemy comes with his defiled thoughts, that I'm able to say, devil, I circumcise your evil thoughts in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep me, for I want to be kept. And I will give you the praise and the glory. Lord, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now that do not know you, have not, praise God, sought after you, Lord Jesus, unblock their hardness of their heart, that they may hear, praise God, when the word of God is spoken. For you said it in your word, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For it is a day of salvation. Lord, let this be a day of salvation to those that are unsaved. Help them, Father God, to realize that they're a sinner and they need to be saved and they need a Savior in their life. Father God, allow them to repeat, Father, I am a sinner and I need to be saved. Save me and I repent. I repent godly sorrow. I repent of everything, God, that I have done. Cleanse me. Wash me as white as snow. Lord, come into my life. Allow me to be your child, and you be my God, that I may know that I have a right into an eternal life, and I am invited to the bride. To the bride, praise God, to the bride wedding, I will be there. Thank you, Jesus. Bless me, Lord. Forgive me. I denounce Satan. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you. Praise God. That they heed the word and know that you're waiting just for them. And remember, whatever you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ. Stop trying to impress man and impress God. Let God know, because he says, I don't want to say to you, depart from me, for I know you're not, because you have not sat in my presence. He said, I want to teach you. I have no need that any man should teach you anything. I want to teach you. And the only way he can teach you is by you sitting in his presence, and he will teach you all things. Of God, Jesus, that God, the living God, will teach you what he needs you to know. He said, I want to teach you. Get in his presence. Let him teach you what you need to know. Make him your God and follow him to eternity. Have your name been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You be blessed. You be blessed. And allow the Lord to come in. You sit with him and he with you. Until this time next, to this time tomorrow, 11 to 11:30 p.m., join us once again, Pastor Ola Stalin, the Anointed Word Ministry. Join us. You'll be glad that you did. God bless.